And it is Josh Sexton for another Anfield Wrap special. And we're back discussing exciting transfer links. Even though Liverpool are on the verge of wrapping up the league title, the transfers never sleep, of course. So I'm delighted today to be joined by a friend of the show, Ben Jacobs from Give Me Sport, who has got some exciting transfer news for us to get stuck into. But first of all, Ben, how are you doing?
Yeah, good to be back. They're sort of tied, I think, in the sense Liverpool succeed, Liverpool win trophies, Liverpool sign the transfers that they're looking for. So exciting times, really, and a big summer ahead.
Absolutely exciting times, and hopefully a big summer ahead, and hopefully one that starts with a signing from Bournemouth. And it's not Milos Kerkez before you all jump the gun and think that Liverpool are going to be signing that left back. It's Dean Howson, Bournemouth's left centre back. So maybe Liverpool could end up with the whole left hand side of Bournemouth's defence. But we'll wait for that. We'll wait on the Milos Kerkez links because we're here today with Ben to discuss the Dean Howson links. Because Ben, you reported yesterday, I believe it was, at 10:29. Yes, I'm looking at it right now. Dean Howson is being linked to a couple of Premier League clubs. There's a couple of Premier League clubs chasing his signature this summer. There's a 50 million release clause in place, and that Liverpool are one of those clubs that are interested.
Yeah, that's correct. And I think the 50 million number is seen as really good value by a number of the suitors. And the Premier League at the moment, anyway, is the most likely destination, I say, at the moment, because Real Madrid is the wild card in much of this story, and we can come on to that in a moment. But Liverpool and Chelsea in particular are very serious about the young Bournemouth centre-back, who is versatile, he's mature, he's composed on the ball. And for Liverpool, it's sort of a two birds with one stone, because what you have to understand about Liverpool's strategy is they want players for the now and for the future. And ideally, they don't always do it, as we saw with the last midfield revamp. But in a perfect world, you sort of find the person who's going to become the heir to an older name who is leaving. And yet that name stays at Liverpool for 1-2 years. Hence, Salah extends, Van Dijk extends, Alisson is there, but Mamardashvili's coming in.